We turn our attention now to a different story about parents purposely separated from their kids by the U.S. government. I'm talking about more than 2,000 children who were split from their parents under President Trump's so-called zero-tolerance immigration policy. Most of those families remain apart as the administration struggles to meet a court-ordered deadline to reunite them. But a few parents have gotten their kids back. One such reunion happened here in the Boston area last week, as we hear now from the world's Rupa Shenoy.
Sandy Gonzalez Garcia looked like any other 8-year-old, blowing out the candles on her frozen-themed cake, happily beating a piñata hanging from a tree, and singing.
Yo tengo un gatito bonito.
You'd never suspect Sandy had her real birthday a few weeks ago, in a shelter on the other side of the country, with other kids deemed unaccompanied minors by the government. Many who, like her, had been separated from their parents by U.S. Border Patrol. Sandy was in a shelter for 2 months without seeing her mother. She won't talk about what that was like, no matter how many times her mom, Angelica, asks her. Angelica can tell her daughter doesn't trust her the way she used to.
La verdad es que me tiene preocupada. No ha hablado mucho del tema. Le pregunto muchas veces y no me.
I'm worried about her. I asked her about it, but she doesn't answer me. She's not like how she was before. Before, she was friendlier, happier. She used to play with her friends. Now she's scared of other kids. Not sure why. And then she doesn't sleep well. She wakes up in the night, shaking, crying, screaming.
Angelica's lawyers have told her not to talk about what happened in Guatemala, what prompted them to leave, beyond the fact that it involved violence. Whatever it was sent her and Sandy fleeing north on a costly, dangerous journey, despite what Angelica knew about President Trump's immigration policies.
Cuando yo decidí venirme para acá, no supe ni entendí nada.
When I decided to come here, I wasn't thinking about anything. I didn't think about him. I just wanted to get here.
At the Arizona border, U.S. officials detained them in a small cell with dozens of other mothers and children. One morning, they were roused at 5 a.m. and taken to a trailer, and Angelica was told to bathe and dress Sandy. When it became clear they were going to be separated, Angelica hugged Sandy and told her not to cry. Angelica was sent to a detention center in Colorado. Weeks later, a judge released her on bond, and she came to Massachusetts to stay with a childhood friend from her hometown. She finally learned Sandy was being held at a facility in Texas.
Oh, fue un gran procedimiento. Tuve que ingresar documentación como una patrocinadora, no como su madre, como una patrocinadora que la iba a cuidar.
It was such a process. I had to do paperwork like I'm her guardian, not like I'm her mother. They asked me all these questions like how much I earn, where I'm going to live with her, what care I can give. Just to speak with her, I had to send a photocopy of my ID, my birth certificate, her birth certificate. Then they listened in on our call to see if I was really her mom. All this kept me from speaking with her.
When they did talk, Sandy begged Angelica to come and get her. So when Angelica was told it would take weeks, even months, to process her 36-page so-called reunification request, proving she was a fit parent with stable housing, Angelica knew she needed help. She connected with the director of the Metro West Workers Center, a Boston-based group created to help immigrant workers organize for better pay and health care. Their network of volunteers connected Angelica with pro bono lawyers within 24 hours.
And the attorney general actually came down and spoke with her. And then she spoke about that experience on the Rachel Maddow show that night.
Martha Yeager and I talk while Sandy plays with birthday party favors. Yeager's a Metro West staffer and says ever since Trump was elected, the mostly white group's been looking for ways to help undocumented immigrants. First, they tried organizing volunteer emergency response teams who'd try to get in the way during ICE arrests, but that never really worked. One undocumented worker finally told them if they really want to help, they should just come along for court appearances or immigration appointments, things like that, to provide a measure of protection. They call it accompaniment.
Because I'm standing next to them and talking to them at the checkout line and in the grocery, do they get treated differently? I don't know for sure. I suspect that they do get treated differently. Let's just say the Trump base is real around here. I happen to live in a neighborhood where I think all of my neighbors voted for Trump.
Volunteer Liz Garrigan-Byerly is a pastor at a local church, and she offered Angelica a place to stay while her lawyers worked on an emergency order to get Sandy back. And Liz remembers wondering what Angelica must think of her middle-class home.
Yeah, and I, you know, she walked in and she said, "This house is so grand." And at one point we went down in my basement to find something, and it sort of just kept going. Yeah, seeing the home through her eyes and how much we have when she's literally carrying what she now has in her hands. But that's also part of accompaniment, is to set aside my own discomfort and feelings of awkwardness, because that really doesn't matter in the moment. This woman has just been through hell and back, and the least I can do is not worry about what she thinks of me.
There was a lot to coordinate with Angelica's schedule.
It's challenging. I've not been this tired since I had an infant, probably.
They used Google Translate on Liz's phone to communicate.
She talks a lot about what it was like in the Colorado prison, and she feels some sense of responsibility for speaking on behalf of others until they have the strength and the capacity to speak for themselves.
Like the other women Angelica was held with in Colorado, women who may not be as lucky as her to have help. 5 days ago, when Angelica was finally reunited with Sandy, it was a moment they had to share with cameras and lights and lots of people watching.
Tantas cámaras, tantas personas, tantos... no sé ni cómo... Me sentí extraño.
So many cameras, so many people. It felt strange. I felt like running away, but I had to wait for my girl. And when she finally arrived, I felt like I wanted to be alone with her, ask her how she was and what happened. But I couldn't because everyone was there. I just couldn't be alone with her.
Sandy doesn't seem to want to talk about it.
Había bastante gente. No sé.
Now Sandy just wants to play, and she has plenty of room. A volunteer's given them a small cottage in the backyard of her big New England home. It's in a green meadow, surrounded by forest. Angelica and Sandy will need help with transportation because it's a bit remote. But that's low on a long list of Angelica's concerns.
I think we're living through something that neither I nor my daughter fully understand yet. And we're still living with a feeling of panic. Because if they separated us once, who's to say they won't do it again?
For The World, Rupa Shenoy, Boston.